Next up is item 12-1 then. I need a motion to approve the resolution regarding the reduction in force of our teaching staff.
Second.
Moved and second. Ms. Magnus, did you want to add anything to that?
Maybe just as an overarching picture, not specifically to teaching, if that's just the teachers. You know, we talked at length in December, if we think back to that board meeting, that reductions hurt. That it hurts the system, it hurts everyone involved, and there's no good plan for a reduction plan. We talked at length about that. At that time, we had over 48 and a half people identified that would be impacted in some way or another, shifting pieces. Tonight, when you look at this list, we're down to 24 individuals who are on the reduction list. Quite a bit of that is through shifting, through retirements. We've had 15 retirements and 15 resignations to date, which have created opportunities for shifting. Every elementary teacher that was on the list initially is back in a spot. So lots of shifts happened. The waiting helped. And that's, I think we made the right decision in December to hold off until now so that we could allow those shifts to take place. Still a sad day. There's no two ways about that. You'll also on your list is a reflective of 14 people that were unable to come back, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. They were never officially reduced, but on our list, 14 people were able to come back. So. That is positive in the midst of a negative message, but definitely appreciate the time to allow things to shift and make it a better situation than it was. It's never going to be great.
Okay. Any comments? Well, I would just like to say, I mean, as an overarching, I guess, you know, this meeting for us is, talk about both ends of the spectrum. You know, we started out at a very positive note. This is probably the worst thing as a board that we're going to have to do, and it's unfortunate. And I guess moving forward, this hopefully this is an indicator for, you know, and I'm not trying to pitch a levy, but I'm just telling you, you know, moving forward, the best things for our kids is, you know, this ought to be a sign that, you know, if we don't stabilize what we're doing, this is a process that is going to continue. So, you know, let's get out there and you know, support our schools, I guess, for lack of a better word. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And even though I again still have to stick with what my feelings were,
I understand.
Originally, but I have to give kudos to Diane. Thank you for holding off and making this half what it would have been.
Okay, anything further?
I'm speechless, you know, and I know sometimes it comes across that you just don't have feelings, but, you know, it's incredibly difficult, and I just appreciate so much what all of our teachers and staff do every day, and I appreciate how much I know that we have tried to help the ones that do have to be reduced to find other positions, I just wish everybody the best and thank them.
I will point out that, you know, over the last couple of months, we've celebrated a lot of successes in the district. You know, we found out that we were really excellent with distinction this year, so, or last year. You know, you have these National Honor Society. Just all kinds of success with the district, and these people were very much a part of that. So, I just, you know,
mm-hmm. And just to close that out, I mean, I guess Andy was nice enough to provide me with someone had asked me, you know, what was the impact of these reductions on our district, and Andy was nice enough to he was quick to step forward and say, you know what. Every person that we have to riff tonight added a great deal of value to our district, and I can't see that on some level everyone is going to be impacted by these reductions, whether you know it immediately or on a second level or a third level, and I got to be honest, I couldn't agree more. So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, anything further? If not, then can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Meady.
Yes.
Mrs. Bowers.
No.
Okay. Motion carries. Next up, item 12.2, I need a motion to approve the resolution regarding the reduction in force of non-teaching staff. I will make that motion. I need a second, please.
Second.
Moved and second. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Meady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Powers.
No.
Okay, motion carries. Lastly, I need a motion to I need a motion to approve the resolution regarding the reduction in force of our administrative staff.
So moved.
I will second. Moved and second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Meady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Powers.
Okay, motion carries. All right, item 13. Were there any closing comments from the board?
I'll start. I would just like to say, since I didn't get to before,
yes, ma'am.
I'm speechless. That has to be like the most heart-wrenching thing that we have had to do, and to see how many excellent teachers we have here and other staff as well who all come together. It just feels very devastating to lose this one.
I agree. Ms. Powers, do you have anything to close with?
No, I just, as a community, just hope we all stick together and make sure this never, ever happens again. Because our kids and our community are what it's all about.
Mr. Lasker.
Again, we're talking about all these successes, but I also want to point out that, I spent a lot of time talking to board members in other districts, and everybody likes to say they do more with less, but when you look at our numbers, we really have been doing more with less. Mm-hmm. And when I tell them those numbers, they're just like, wow, great job. Like, I didn't do it. This district has done an amazing job over the last so many years to kind of keep our expenses at a very enviable place, considering everything else that's going on outside mm-hmm. the
area. Ms. Devine?
Along with what I said, I also just wanted to, again, highlight how proud I am of everybody tonight and all the successes that we heard. And also, talking about the levy, I know, for the lit drops, I've had some people volunteer who are on that RIF list, and I think that speaks volumes for our community. I also would like to have some call-outs for some of the people that have helped. Lloyd Baker, who's a resident out at Halcyon Village, and some of the residents out there have helped several times with the lit drops. We've also had Joanne Morbitzer and the food service ladies did an amazing job. And then I have over 90 people that I've got on my volunteer list right now, and I'm sure I'm missing a few because it's hard to keep track of all those emails that come in from all the different directions. But it's just wonderful how we're pulling together. And I know it's a tough time, but I agree with what Juliet said. I mean, now's the time to just keep on pulling together and move forward. And I'm excited for what we're going to be able to do here.
Okay. So. Ms. Mankins.
We'll try to get through this. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, Juliet and I had a couple conversations over the past few months, and very heartfelt and back and forth on different things. And, we talked about where we were when I came in, and my commitment to this board and the community is to work tirelessly so that we don't end up where we are today. We are going to commit to being more efficient than we already are. We've already talked about we need to stay as flat as we can with staff for a while to let things kind of settle down and see where we are exactly, looking at maximizing what we have. My commitment is to do everything within my power to make sure we don't end up in a spot where we're having these conversations again. I can tell you there was nothing worse than talking to those people in December and looking them in the face when I'm in the buildings. And every one of those people in a different way have touched lives in this district, whether it's the nurse who held someone's head when they were getting sick, or the custodian who's cleaning up getting sick, or, you know, a teacher making a difference in someone's life, and the students coming back and hearing those stories. And May 7th is important to that, but our continued focus on our financial outlook and being completely transparent and communicating so that people aren't surprised. Our community cannot be surprised that we're out of money and that we can't make payroll or whatever the situation may be, and we're committing to do that from here on forward. And it's that important. You know, everything that Cindy and I go to talk to, I give out my cell phone number, and I say, if you're in a conversation that you don't know the answer, you call me. It's that important. It's important for our kids, our teachers, our cooks, our custodians, bus drivers, everyone. So that's my commitment to you here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cindy?
This has been probably this is the hardest thing to do as a school treasurer, and to say, here's the money that we have and we need to make cuts and all. And I've had to do it in other districts, and it doesn't get any easier. And you have my commitment, and I've always been committed to this board, that we will get through this and we will make it happen and we will do the best that we can. And meeting the teachers and all, it's been great. And to be out there and talk to those seniors was an honor to be asked to do that. And I thank Mrs. Kukas for letting me do that, because I think it might make a difference someday for them to understand really what does happen. Had some good questions, some questions, some that didn't, but that's okay.
Well, I can tell you that it certainly did make a difference, because my oldest daughter was in one of those classes, and she talked about it, and she spoke intelligently about it. So, you know, they did get it, and I think it was something that they didn't necessarily understand. Even though they would support the school, they didn't fully understand how the funding worked. And I think that gave them, at least some of them, the impetus to help with the campaign.
Well, I certainly hope this this closes a chapter on the district that I pray we never have to open again, to be very honest with you. I think as a board, you know, when we hired on Diane, one of the things that we had talked about was, you know, more open communication about where we are, and instead of communicating like this, you know, always communicating like this. And as a board, I think, you know, we've talked about and we've done some things that'll help us kind of lengthen our fiscal strength and be able to plan a little bit better and see a little bit more in the future. And I hope not only this board, but future boards continue that work. And you know, I mean, I don't ever want to see this district be where we are today. And again, I just want to throw out to all of our staff, I know it's been a very difficult time in this district. It's been, you know, I'm sure morale I know morale is probably not up there, but you know what? All of you have pulled through for our kids, and I can't say thank you enough on their behalf and on our behalf. So if there's nothing else, then we need to move into executive session. So I need a motion, please, to move into executive session for items number 1 and 4. I guess if you'd like to read them on the agenda, they're for discuss negotiations and personnel. So.
Second.
Move in second. Can I get a roll call, please?
This is Pollard.
Who's second? Doug?
I second.
Susan.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You seconded, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mrs. Towers.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Reed.
Yes, we are in executive session at 8:55.